I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Nice to have you with us. For the next hour, we're going to talk video games. This is what I've been doing with this show for a long time, over a decade. It's the only nationally syndicated show coming to you once a week talking video games, and I know I'm on all these sports networks, but it's not just sports games. It is all video games. And I'd like to have you participate. Go ahead and call me up at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, I'm here for you. Neophytes, hardcore gamers, everyone in between. I'm a gamer like you. I don't know how to make games. I judge them on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? Doesn't matter what the graphics are like or all the other money and accoutrement put into these things. If it's fun, we'll play it. And if it's not, well, kind of not. That's basically the bare bones of it. We do on this show is I'll tell you what's going on in the video game world, the trend. What are you playing? Are you playing anything this weekend? Are you in a relationship with a game? Are you a free agent? We have an interview coming up with the head of the Call of Duty Foundation, military man himself. We'll get to that at about 25 after. At 40 after, I will give away a brand new game, as I always do at that time. Which game is it? You'll have to wait. That was you, by the way. Don't make me sound like that. Sorry. Also, you can always chime in at any point at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get you and get you here. I think I already said that. How about emails? That's what I meant. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live at sportsbyline.com. But the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, send those for your cheat code requests, which we do at the end of the show, and to win that game, which I'll be giving out at 40 after. Run the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're also on sportsbyline.com as we stream along there. Just click listen live. Like I said, man, I'm losing my mind. Oh, I know, CRN Digital Plus 2. That's what I meant, the cable radio network channel 2. On your cable provider in 35 million homes. And if you want to tweet at me, it's at Rick Tittle. So we got a full hour. We'll talk a little video games with you. Come on back.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hey, Dad. Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The Video Game Review.
Kittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. Coming up in the next segment, we will talk to the head of the Call of Duty Foundation and usually check in once a year. They do great work, and obviously it's a great franchise as well. Well, you know what I was thinking? What were you thinking, Rick, as I asked myself here on a solo-hosted show? Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention on Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on that bird. Also on the SBNationLive.com as well. Great to be there. So I'd throw that in. But what I was thinking is that coming up here in a couple months, we're officially going to be 50 years old with video games. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm talking about a home video game console. Because the Magnavox Odyssey, or as we just called it, the Odyssey, that came out in September of 1972. And, you know, at the time, if you think about, you know, video games in arcades, a lot of people, you know, it came from the home first, and then when it went into the arcades, they said, look, nothing's going to beat pinball, no one's going to play it. And Midway was the one that kind of had the cojones to say, you know, we make pinball games. Well, we'll try some video games. But anyway, it all started with the Odyssey. And this was hardware designed by a guy named Ralph Baer. And Ralph Baer thought about it in the mid-60s. And so he created a prototype along with Bill Harrison and Bill Rush. And then he created another prototype, and that stunk. He had to wait to the seventh, just like the guy that invented 3, 4, 5 up. It wasn't until 7 up that it was a hit. I don't know. But the seventh known as the brown box, showed it to a lot of manufacturers. And it was Magnavox that said, you know what, we'll make it. That was 1971. And so the next year, 72, it debuted. And in that year, it sold 69,000 units. And a friend of mine had one. How old are you, Rick? Now, it wasn't until many, many years later that I actually got to play it. And he was a lot older than me. But by the time it went out of business, or I should say discontinued, they had sold about 350,000 units. This was a mild success. It didn't take the world by storm, but it was no dog. It was no first round bust. It was not the Jamarcus Russell of devices, because in 1978, they came out with the Odyssey 2. And it was the Odyssey 2 in 1978. And it had 28 games, and the games were basically like memory. It had these pins on a card, and you plugged it in. But one of the 28 games was a ping pong game. And that was an inspiration from the Atari game. And then it started driving sales of the Odyssey. You know, the Pong, of course, came first, but it was Pong only played Pong. This was a console that could play different games. And so the release of the Odyssey began the beginning of the first generation of video games, video game console at home. And the controllers, it's hard to explain a controller. You'd have to look it up on the internet, but it was basically a white box. And there were two of them. They were wired, obviously. And on the top of the little box was one button, which said reset. And then on the side, there were two dials. One said horizontal. One said vertical. And if you look at the Pong game, which they called table tennis on the Odyssey, the paddles are almost the same size as the ball. Beep, boop. It was not as good. At all. But the other thing about it was interesting about the time with the Odyssey was that it took 6C batteries. Now, you could get an AC power supply. That was sold separately, if you could believe it. And it had no sound, and it was monochrome, obviously. It was white shapes on a black screen. And this guy, Ralph Baer, was an interesting guy because he was working for Loral in 1951, and as an engineer, he was designed to build a television set. And he claimed that while he was doing it, that he was going to build something into the TV that the owner could control, in addition to just normal functions of receiving signals from a remote television station antenna, that he actually could do something where you could move maybe something on the screen, make it interactive. And Loral did not pursue the idea. And so it was 15 years later, it was 1966, and Baer said he was waiting for a bus. This is when, even then, these guys had to wait for buses. But he was the head of the equipment design division at Sanders Associates. Sanders Associates is a military contractor. And so that was when he said, you know what, he wrote up a 4-page proposal, which he called Gamebox. And you plug it into the TV, and he said it will probably cost about $25. And the Gamebox had very little to do with military contracts. And so he had to work on it on the side. And he didn't bring it to his bosses. He didn't want to get fired. But they christened it TV Game Number 1. And what it would do, and this basically was the first video game of all time, if you want to get technical, it would display a vertical line on a television screen, and then you could move it up and down. You can see the brown box actually at the National Video Game Museum now. But he kept working on it. But that, I mean, think about you can't run until you walk, until you crawl and come out of the primordial ooze. And that was basically the primordial ooze at that point. But once it got to Magnavox and once they released the Odyssey in 72 and it started to make a couple TV appearances, it was on the show What's My Line. The term video game was not yet in use. The company described the console as the new electronic game of the future and closed circuit electronic playground. And so Magnavox ordered 50,000 units. And you could only get the Odyssey through a Magnavox dealer. If you remember Magnavox, it was a TV store. So that's where you had to get it. There was no Amazon back then, kids. And so there were some reports about how many they should make. And as I mentioned, they only sold 69,000 at the first time. And the other thing that they didn't like, that Magnavox didn't like, was that the Odyssey could work with any TV, black, white, or color. It would work with any of them. And so a lot of people thought, well, it's sold by Magnavox. It's only going to work with a Magnavox TV. I know it sounds dumb now, but at the time it made perfect sense. You know, Ralph Baer ended up getting the National Medal of Technology from George W. Bush at the White House later on. It's not like this guy, you know, the guy who discovered gold at Sutter's Fort and died penniless. What was his name? John? I already forgot his name. That's not the care with the case with Baer. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side. We're going to take a break and we'll come back with the man, military man himself, former combat pilot, and we'll talk about the Call of Duty Foundation. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back.
Driving, but you don't love your car payment. Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Speaking of that, it is my pleasure to welcome back to the show Navy Captain Dan Goldenberg. Let me get that again, Dan Goldenberg, and he is the Executive Director of the Call of Duty Endowment. And Dan, welcome back. Apologies on me tripping over your last name. It's not that hard. You have helped more than 100,000 veterans into meaningful employment, and this is all on the basis of what Call of Duty and the Endowment has done. Tell us a little bit more. It's been about 6 months since we've caught up with each other.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you again, Rick. We set a goal several years ago to fund placement of 100,000 vets in jobs, and we just hit it last week. So we're really thrilled about that. And just to put it in perspective, that is literally more than half the size of the active duty Marine Corps. Active duty Marine Corps is about 175,000 Marines. Or to put it in sports terms, that's bigger than the biggest stadium in the NFL, which I think is MetLife, or we're not quite up to the big house in Michigan yet, but we're getting there. We'll be there by next year. It's a lot of veterans, and we're just thrilled to have been able to have this impact for them and their families.
And when you think about our veterans, more than half are unemployed or underemployed. Is that right?
Yeah. So the crazy thing is the latest data we saw out of Penn State is that 61% of veterans are underemployed. And when you get into certain groups of veterans, so for instance, junior enlisted members, those who leave at the E1 to E4 levels, 10% of them are unemployed and looking for work. 10% of male veterans of color are unemployed and looking for work. 14% of women vets are not employed and looking for work. And 22% of women veterans of color are unemployed and looking for work. So the picture is not great, despite what the federal government may be putting out about through the BLS Labor Department statistics. They don't tell the picture of the quality of employment. They don't talk about how much you make or whether you're able to pay your bills. And the data out of Penn State does. It really gives a much better sense of how our veterans are doing. And the bottom line is they need a lot more help. Last year, we were able to place vets into jobs for one-tenth the cost of the Department of Labor's efforts. And get them jobs at almost double the national median salary. So it's very clear the nonprofit sector does this a lot better than the federal government.
And then when you talk about getting them help, one way is to get them a mentor or a coach, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we learned a lot over the 12 years we've been doing this work, and we actually published a white paper on our site. It's called dutyendowment.org/100K. If folks want to look at it. But, we've learned a number of really important lessons here through this time. And perhaps the most important lesson for veterans themselves and transitioning service members, guardsmen, and reservists is you got to ask for help. Nobody gets a good job without help. And veterans who get a mentor or just a qualified professional for free, by the way, we provide all these services for free through our grantees, are 2 to 3 times more likely to get the job they want if two things happen. One, that mentor or that coach gives them resume review time and interview practice. If they get those two things, you know, that real knowledgeable hand helping them prepare the resume and practice interviewing, they are essentially 3 times more likely to get the job they want. But you got to ask for help, and veterans are oftentimes reluctant to do that. But if they go click on the veteran support tab on our website our nonprofit partners in the U.S. are the best there is, and their services are completely free to veterans.
What about people of color, also women cycling out of the military as well, some of the challenges they're facing?
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad to see, but their outcomes, the Penn State data shows their outcomes are just not as good as the rest of the veteran population. And we're really proud that our grantees, these organizations that we've screened in partnership with Deloitte, we've been working with Deloitte for years to make sure we select the best, highest performing nonprofits, they get much better outcomes. So, for instance, Black veterans, those who self-identify as Black veterans, we place them at double their rate, 20% compared to their 10% representation in the veteran population, and quite similar results for women as well. So again, it goes back to ask for help. Come to our grantees, either directly, you can look on our website for our partners, or through our, you know, veteran help tab. And we can definitely help women and veterans of color to ensure they get much better outcomes.
When you think about your work with the endowment, by the way, we're speaking with Dan Goldenberg, former Navy captain who runs the Call of Duty Endowment. You know, it's hard to run charities in normal times with the last couple of years with the pandemic and people being a little bit more, you know, a little tight-fisted, understandably. What were some of the challenges for you guys?
Yeah, you know, it's been really challenging across the veteran community. But we're really thrilled the support we've had from Activision Blizzard over the years through Bobby Kotick's leadership when he founded the endowment and their continuing commitment. In fact, they literally, as part of this announcement, committed that they would donate $30 million to this effort over the next 5 years. So even though economic times have been tough, yeah, the company's, you know, absolutely maintaining its narrow and deep commitment to helping veterans get jobs. But, you know, I think the Call of Duty players, as an example, other gamers have been incredibly generous through the years supporting our efforts, as I have a number of really terrific partners like Pilot Company. They've been, just to name one, they've been amazing. USAA, they've been amazing over the years supporting our efforts, just really, really committed to helping veterans get high-quality jobs.
Yeah, big shout-out to USAA, one of my sponsors. I'm a member as well. So, when you think about Call of Duty players, you know, most people just play Call of Duty and then they stop playing. How can they be a part of it?
Well, there's a lot of ways, but actually right now, the most popular pack, the Defender pack that we've ever had in Call of Duty is back. By popular demand, it's the number one thing we get asked on our social media channels is bring back the Defender pack, or we've brought it back. We've got some more surprises like that ahead in the month as well, so stay tuned there. But if they want to help directly and have a good time and rock a terrific pack in game, they can purchase the Defender Pack. They've already done that. Like I said, we have some really interesting things coming up this month, other ways where Call of Duty players can get into the action and really help the cause. More to come later in the month, but we're really excited about that.
You know, I'm sure there are people who aren't in the video game world that are surprised that there is an endowment helping so many vets from a video game franchise. I can't think of another one that has done more for so many people. Can you? I don't think the Mario Brothers games have helped so many people. No offense to them, but I think you guys are number one, right?
As far as we know, as far as measurable social impact, we've done the most in the video game industry. Not to say that there aren't other wonderful causes that have raised a lot of money, but in terms of being able to go back and show our gamers in the world the impact we've had, we don't know of an example where we've been able to change more lives in this industry. So 100,000 veterans and their families' lives are better because of this effort. We're really, really proud of it, and I think it's what gets our whole team out of bed every day to go do this work.
Yeah, and you think about those first-year salaries, you add them all up, and you guys hit over $1 billion?
So last year, we hit over $1 billion. Cumulatively, $5.6 billion since we started.
Ooh.
So that'll buy you an aircraft carrier pretty close to it, probably. But no, seriously, I mean, that's a lot of impact. And we manage every dollar very, very carefully because Activision Blizzard covers all of our operating costs. Every cent we raise goes directly to putting vets in jobs. And we're very fortunate. Very few charities can say that. And so that's been part of the secret, too, is, you know, every cent's really well managed. Last year, for $547, we put a vet in a job. And again, that's like one-tenth the cost of the Department of Labor's efforts. So much, much lower costs, much better outcomes in terms of starting salary, et cetera.
Very cool. My father was a lieutenant commander. Well, you retired lieutenant commander in the Pacific Fleet. And just on a personal note, what was your Navy experience like?
Yeah, so I flew ETC Hawkeyes when I was on active duty for 9 years. And then after 9/11, I literally got out a month before 9/11. And as soon as we got hit, I went back in and became an intelligence officer. I can say that now. So I was an intelligence officer for about 18 years after that. So I've served all over the world, the European Command, the Pacific Command, or Indo-Pacific Command, it's called now. You name it. I had a really wonderful experience across the world in the Navy.
What's the difference between a Hawkeye and an AWACS? They're kind of the same thing, right?
So without dissing my Air Force brethren, the Hawkeye is a carrier-based aircraft, much smaller crew, two in the front, three in the back. Very similar mission. But we are typically the first fixed-wing aircraft that launches off a carrier for everyone else. So we can control the other aircraft and clear the airspace. But all kinds of neat missions we get to perform with that bird.
How do you catapult that thing off the carrier and you got that horrifyingly un-aerodynamic dish on the top? How with a couple of props? How hard was that to fly?
Well, I'll tell you, our pilots were amazingly talented. I served with some incredible people, but the dome is neutral aerofoil, so believe it or not, it didn't hurt our ability to fly at all. But some of the pilots out there flying ETCs are some of the most talented people behind the back of the boat, behind the back of the ship. It's a good bunch of folks.
All right, great stuff. And then online, how can people get in contact and with the endowment?
Yeah, absolutely. So callofdutyendowment.org. And like I said, they can find our white paper there if they want to learn the lessons that we've kind of enumerated for, you know, government leaders, for people wanting to donate, for veterans themselves. They're all there, we think, laid out pretty clearly. And, of course, most importantly, if veterans want to get help, they go to callofdutyendowment.org. And click on the veteran support tab. For those who are employers who want to hire veterans, there's information there as well. We're trying to help both the supply and demand side of the problem. And then, of course, anybody's welcome to follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle is at code, C-O-D-E, the number 4VETS, at code 4VETS. So please keep up with us. We post pretty regularly, and we're grateful for the support.
There he is, the executive director of the Call of Duty Endowment, Navy Captain Dan Goldenberg. Dan, great work. Good talking to you again, and let's catch up soon.
Thanks, Rick. It's been awesome.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Video Game Review. Rise,
all right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call, but it's time to use your email, rick@sportsbyline.com, because you need to win the game. And the game is called End Zone, A World Apart. And this is on the PC. It's on Xbox Series X and Series S and then PS5. I have it here for the PC. Let me give you the blurb. In an extremely hostile environment full of radioactivity, contaminated rain, and extreme climate change, you have to prove your worth as a leader. This is a top-down RTS. Kind of reminds me of Command & Conquer a little bit. It's developed by Gently Mad, which I think is a cool name. Published by Assemble Games and Whisper Games. And my question is this like an RPG sim, or is this a game about feeding baby cats? I guess those would be kittens. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, the second correct answer. Once again, we'll win End Zone, A World Apart, developed by Gently Mad and published by Assemble Entertainment and Whisper Games. For the personal computer, is it all right, personal computer? All right, there was a story, and I will get to the new releases coming out this week, this segment. But there was a story this week out of Tucson, Arizona. Two guys got lost in the desert. Now, Microsoft has made its latest acquisition of young game developers, having signed two guys that someone overheard them talking about an idea that they had for a game to reportedly an 8-figure deal. What? Yeah, I saw this on hard drive. Ed Coburn, working at the local Ace Hardware store there in Tucson, said, "Wow, I still really, really can't believe this. 1 minute I'm telling Martin," get to him in a second, "that I think it'd be fun if there was a monster truck video game. And then Martin said, yeah, it'd be cool if you could be the show promoter and plan the different events and stunts and then actually drive the monster trucks and dirt bikes when the time came. The next thing I know, a man was shaking my hand and asking me how soon I could be on a plane." End quote. So they were offered a contract on site by a Microsoft scout. Didn't know they had some. They used to work for the Orioles. And have been given free reign to develop the game. Michael Brinkley was the scout. He said, "I can't take the chance that these guys were talking to anyone else. The monster truck idea is exactly what we're looking for at Microsoft. Well, what we're actually looking for is a never-ending stream of games to throw us into Game Pass to the degree that it can feel overwhelming and try and keep up. Monster Truck Sim, I don't think we have one of those yet. Welcome to the team, boys." And so Martin Todd, he was the other half, he said, quote, "Does he know I can't program games? I can barely get the key copying machine to work at Ace, if we're being honest. Every time someone needs a copy of their house key, I got to get Mary to help me. And the more I think about it, is planning monster truck shows over and over really going to be fun? This seems a little poorly thought out, but hey, I'll try and figure out how to make it for what they're paying me. Maybe we can bring Mary on board too." End quote. Never did get to hear the last name of Mary there. But if I was the other guy, not Martin, if I was Ed, I'd be like, "Hey, Martin, guess what? Shut up. Don't say it's poorly thought out. Don't ask if it's going to be fun." But this is the thing that I don't know. Well, a lot of things I don't know, but of this story, first of all, in the old days, the guy would overhear it and he would steal the idea. Time immemorial, that's what would happen. Okay? That's what would happen if you you just heard the idea. You're like, eh, there's no way you could prove that some, and they wouldn't even care. But to just say, "Look, we'll pay you for the idea because you thought of it," then it would be okay. But to bring them on board and then to just give them free rein and say, "All right, now what do we do?" That seems like they're throwing cash away. But you know what? Good for those guys, man. Seriously, good for them that they jumped on the gravy train. And that's the other thing, too, is that there are countless people, men, women, whatever gender you are these days, that have been working so hard. I mean, I've seen at the Game Developers Conference I was just at last month, or 2 months ago, where it was, and these Indie Game Fest people are doing all they can to make video games. And most of them stink. It's just the way of the world. Just most of them stink. And so these guys get signed for at least $100,000. I said six figures, and I think that's pretty cool. I really do. But now, here's the little side story. We go back. Do you remember Nintendo Power magazine? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But in the days when the NES was ruling, even before the Super Nintendo came out, this was the magazine to buy. And there were a lot of great video game magazines, PC, what have you. But this one, Nintendo Power, had a little postcard, and it was paid for. I say self-addressed sealed envelope. No, it was a paid for postcard, and it says, "If you have an idea for a video game, we'd love to hear from you. Just describe it and drop it in the mail." So your boy, also known as me, Rick, I loved Mega Man. Especially Mega Man 2. Mega Man 2 is my favorite game on the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment, the Super Famicom, Super Family Computer in Japan. by far my favorite game. Loved Mega Man. And it was hard to get the original Mega Man, which I finally did in Japan, known as Rockman, but I finally got him. So I said, because there wasn't a good soccer game out yet. We didn't have Super Soccer. There was no 16-bit Genesis soccer. It was none of that. So I wrote down on the card, and I said, how about a game called Mega Man Soccer? And all the little, you know, Saw Man, Bubble Man, all the guys he fights, those can be players along with Mega Man. I mailed it in. Aha! About a year and a half later, in the video game store, and there it is on the shelf, you guessed it, Mega Man Soccer. And it was not a big hit. It wasn't a very good game from what I heard from the reviews at the time. But for me to believe that a couple of schmucks at Nintendo came up with that game on their own, it is believable, but I think it was mine. And I didn't get no 100,000. So that's why I'm not jealous. I'm happy for these guys. I'm very happy for these guys because it's about time that the everyman gets in and gets his. All right. Is that what I meant? I think so. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We actually had a game come out today, which is very odd in a day like this. That's Barton Lynch Pro Surfing. That is multi-format. We have Floppy Knights, which is a card RPG game, which is on the Mac and the Xbox systems and the PC. Streets of Rage 4 from Lizard Cube, PC, Switch, the Sony and Microsoft systems, and just about everything else. You say, well, what would be just about everything else? Just a lot of other systems. Token Ranbu Warriors. This is an action game on the Switch and the PC from Omega Force. Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion. Love the title. It's an action-adventure game from Snoozy Kazoo. This is on the Switch, the PC, and the Mac. But let's see if it's more than a name. Voodoo Detective. This is an old-time point-and-click on the Mac, on the PC, from Short Sleeve Studio. Catalyst Black from Super Evil Mega Group. Love the title, and this is another Mac game. Roller Champions, this is from Ubisoft Montreal. No, Ubisoft. PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox Series S. Hell Slave, a dungeon crawler RPG from Ars Gotia. This is on the PC. Redout 2, it's a sci-fi racing game from 34 Big Things on all the big systems. Sniper Elite 5, of course, is a shooter, PC, the Xboxes, and PS4, PS5. We have T3 Arena. This is another shooter from XD International. This is a phone game. Moo Lander. You're a cow, not Zoolander. It's a platform action game. PC, Microsoft, Sony, and Switch. My Little Pony, a Maritime Bay Adventure. This is another one that's from Melbot on all the big systems as well. And finally, Pac-Man Museum Plus. And this is the PC, Switch, Xbox, Series X and S, and PS5. And this, of course, from Bandai Namco. And it's got 40-year history of Pac-Man and just about every which way you can get them. Pretty cool. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the cheat code on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
An annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Just a couple minutes left in the Video Game Review. This is where I give out an older cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Billy. Billy says, Rick, I know the Konami code. And if you don't, it's up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A. How do I get the DK mode in GoldenEye? Oh, we're going back to the N64. Donkey Kong mode in GoldenEye 007. Are you ready? Left and right, up, right, right plus left, right plus up, up, right plus right, R plus right, sorry, up, L and R plus C down, L, R plus down, L and R plus C left. Now, I know for a fact there's no possible way you heard that. So I'm going to email that back to you. But yes, what that does, and as it would suggest, that it makes all the characters' heads and arms massive, and which remind a lot of people of Donkey Kong characters. And the only good thing about that is it makes them much easier to shoot because they have much bigger heads, a lot more to aim at. I think it's kind of self-explanatory. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Video Game Review.